Hey guys, appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute with Jared Toy. I'm said aforementioned Jared Toy, owner, founder, CEO, head popper of Jared's Probiotics, Jared's Kombucha, Jared's Sodas, and jaredspropops.com. If you've been here before listening to The Mental Minute, do me a favor, click the like button there or a heart, comment, write the words The Mental Minute just to let me know that you've come back. If this is the first time that you've listened to this, in 60 seconds or less, I'm going to give you some information, some good knowledge nuggets that will help you become emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually better all through better digestion of the gut. I appreciate you tuning in. I try to do this every day, so you can find me pretty much anywhere on social media, but let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today I'm going to be discussing a bit about the practice of eating farm-raised fish and the rarely discussed aspects of its effect on our gut health, our health, and our environment. Now, for as long as I can remember eating, fish have been touted as an amazing meal by doctors, nutritionists, and professionals from around the world. Many people choose to not eat meat for philosophical or ethical reasons, but are completely content in their choice to consume fish. Considering that fish are harvested in just as many ways as farm animals, doesn't this seem a bit odd? Now, there's no denying that eating fish includes many vital omega-3s, which are suitable for your mind and your mental health. I bet you've even heard the term brain food because of how essentially those vitamins are for mind and body. However, there is more discussion that needs to be done over farm fish, mainly salmon and tilapia, with some even claiming that this method of food production could be one of the world's most toxic. Today's fisheries face a chain of issues which include overfishing, chemical pollutants, or even genetic mutation from toxic exposures. There is a documentary directed by Nicholas Daniels entitled Filet-O-Fish that takes a very critical look at fish farms. Now, without saying I agree or disagree or I'm biased by the movie, I would encourage everyone who chooses farm-raised fish to do a bit more research on whether you find it's healthy, as they claim, or just really a potent chemical cocktail of toxins. Unfortunately, just spending an hour or so researching for info on this podcast, I found that although aquaculture frequently promotes itself as a sustainable and better alternative to overfishing, I find that many more farms seem to be causing more issues than they might actually be helping in the form of toxins within our bodies, all in the name of efficiency. Thanks for watching, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a solid, wherever you find it, click the like button and subscribe, or turn on post notifications. And that's the end of the show, folks. I appreciate you tuning in. I try to do this Mental Minute daily, three times on anchor.fm, three times on my website, jaredspropops.com, and the other time at Instagram, at jaredtoy at Instagram. But if you enjoyed it, click the like button. But do me a favor before you go. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on Anchor, iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere. Subscribe to the channel and hit that favorite. So that way you can be notified of any Mental Minutes that I put up. I think that you're going to get a lot out of it. So do me a favor, subscribe to my channel wherever you are, and let me spread some good energy to you. I appreciate it, folks. Have a wonderful day.